Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 605, our Halo Thankfuls, recorded live on November 22nd, 2017. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And it is Thanksgiving weekend for us here in the States. So we are going to be talking a little bit about what we're thankful for as far as Halo stuff and Halo community-wise, because there's not too much to talk about as far as Halo news and happenings. There is some Black Friday deals that's coming up that Halo has posted on their Waypoint blog, but other than that, not really much going on. Holiday season's coming around, and we are just kind of riding it through and enjoying our time. We did publish the latest episode of Achieving Halo, so that is up on our YouTube channel. So thanks, GT, for getting that done.
Yeah, it was a challenge. And I have to apologize to everybody. I was not able to get on video killing hunters. There's an achievement on Battle of Sunion where you have to trick the hunters into stepping off the platform and killing themselves. I was unable to accomplish that one. But my recommendation is do it with four people and don't do it on heroic.
You can do it on any difficulty, right?
Yeah, you can do it on any difficulty. I just highly recommend you don't do it on heroic. Try it on heroic. We tried for, if you watch closely, you'll see we tried for about 30 minutes to get it, to try to get that in there, and failed miserably.
On heroic, since you get the one hit kill, you have to be really careful. Not surprising.
But all in all, it was a good episode, and special thanks to King Louis for showing up. If anybody would like to join in the last, three episodes of Achieving Halo for Halo 5, be sure to hit me up. You can catch me at Godzilla Todd on Twitter, Godzilla T on Xbox, or just respond to the post I put up in our Xbox club, and I'll get you in.
And like GT mentioned last week, he's looking to see if anyone during Fraggin' Fridays is up for doing an episode of Achieving Halo as well. Since the latest episode is out, we'll put a poll up on Twitter either tomorrow or Friday, asking people how they think about that if we did one of our game night sessions as a recording session for Achieving Halo. So for those that are interested, normally come out to Fridays, or maybe can make it Friday instead of Saturday, especially with the holidays coming up, then that might be something to check with GT on and see if you're interested. And if you haven't been in an episode, that might be your time to actually be available and get in on one.
And after we're done recording, we'll be going right back to our normal matchmaking playlist or Warzone or Customs or whatever the lobby chooses.
So make sure you check it out. Make sure you hit up GT on Twitter or Xbox, and he will make sure you are included and involved. So let's go ahead and get into some of the Black Friday deals that are currently available and that will be available probably through next week or Cyber Tuesday or something like that. There are a few books that are on sale for $2.99. They are Broken Circle, Hunters in the Dark, Fractures, and Envoy. And all of those can be bought through the Simon & Schuster website. They have listings for Amazon Kindle, Barnes & Nobles, Apple iBooks, and a few other different places where you can get the book. The prices are reduced mostly to $2.99 across the board for the ebook versions. I think the physical versions are still a little more expensive, but all the digital books are at least $2.99.
That's still a good deal for a book.
It is.
Now if they could just put audiobooks on sale for that. Oh, wait a minute. I already own all of them.
Right. It's kind of one of those tough things. And we kind of talked about this a little bit last week too, but buy in, get the early adoption rate of full price, and then it gets knocked down later.
You know, I don't mind it for the books so much because I always feel that I get my money's worth with the books. And, you know, book sales, it's typical. You know, when the book first launches, you have a lot of people wanting to buy the book. And very quickly, sales drop off, you know, because everybody that wants the book has actually got the book. But the difference is with the games, it also has to do with the price difference between books and games. A book is $15.
Yeah.
Game, $120.
It's pretty significant. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's cool. You know, I don't have a problem with that. If it inspires people to buy the books to get more involved in the lore side of Halo, I'm all for it because it is a really good story.
The Halo universe, the extended fiction is just fantastic. Has been since day one.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's some exceptions to the rule, but overall the stories themselves are good. You just kind of got to get through the boring parts.
And even some of the boring parts, while they are boring and it's hard to get through, they do at least add a little bit more to the universe.
Yes, they do.
It's all fun and good and very interesting. And I know I'm still behind like 6 or 7 books. Will hopefully be a little bit of time during the holidays for me to catch up on that. Airplane flights and all that fun stuff. I'm actually going to Columbus, Ohio for work in a couple weeks. So that'll be a few hours to read some books on the flights. So I'll probably get book done in the next 3 weeks or so. I got to figure out which book I want to do. That means we'll probably have a book podcast either in December before the holidays or afterwards in January. We'll see. Next up on the Black Friday deals is Dark Horse is having their comics at 50% off for all their digital comics. So that's a good time for the Rise of Atriox comics that have been out. And there's also the other digital ones. So Escalation, Initiation, Fall of Reach, Tales from Slipspace, and I think that's all of them. So all of them will be half off, or I guess the foreseeable future until Cyber Tuesday or however long the sale is going to be on for. Digital comics from Dark Horse, 50% off. Next one is a Mega Constructs set that is exclusive to Toys R Us. It is a new Faithful versus Fallen battle figure pack. It is kind of reminiscent of the Halo Reach infection mode. So you have 10 normal Spartan figures that are light blue, and then you have 10 infection Spartan figures that are the translucent green. This is exclusive to Toys R Us. It is 50% off right now, so it's $24.99 at Toys R Us. You can get it online or in stores, wherever you can find them in stores. That's another little fun thing. I already have that in my cart to buy.
Does not surprise me.
My Toys R Us doesn't usually carry a lot of the more recent sets for Halo Mega Bloks for some reason. Although they do have the ODST pods that were just released. So I did buy some of those from Toys R Us. So I don't know if they just got lucky in the shipment and actually got some of the more newer stuff on time. My Toys R Us is usually pretty bad about actually getting some of the more current sets on shelves. So it's nice to actually have something there that's current for once.
That's always nice when that happens.
Next thing is the Blu-rays. DVD and Blu-rays are all up to 55% off from Shout Factory. Now, I personally haven't heard of Shout Factory until this post, but they have Nightfall Legends, Fall of Reach, and the Complete Video Collection available for sale. The Complete Video Collection is half off for the Blu-ray. Fall of Reach is...
looks like all the others are about $3 off.
Yeah.
Normally, $20, they're on sale for $17.
The DVDs are not on sale, but the Blu-rays are.
Well, I guess you can't argue with, you know, $10.
Well, and if you're looking at the complete video collection, I mean, it's only $5.50 more than buying one of them individually. So if you want two of them, you might as well just get the complete video collection, because that'll get everything for the price of one and a third of the others. But that's available from Shout Factory. If you're a big Halo collector like some other people are out there, you'd probably buy all four. And I actually have all four. But that's because I bought the other ones before they even announced the complete video collection.
Yeah, I don't have a physical versions of any of them.
Okay.
No, I take that back. I do have Legends, but that's on DVD, not Blu-ray.
Gotcha. Legends is good. Legends and The Fall of Reach, I think, are the two better DVDs or Blu-rays.
No.
No?
Legends and Forward Unto Dawn.
Sorry, I meant Forward Unto Dawn, not Fall of Reach.
Fall of Reach, not so much.
I meant Forward Unto Dawn, but yes, you're right. Forward Unto Dawn and Legends.
You know, I am looking at buying it just because of the extras, not necessarily because of certain videos.
Nightfall. Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought that was a sneeze. But I would like to see the extras.
Yeah. The behind the scenes, the featurettes are all going to be pretty cool. And it looked like from just the trailer, there's some possible game behind the scenes stuff where they use some footage from cut scenes that were in game and maybe some other in game footage. I'm not sure where that came from, but then again, I haven't watched the features yet.
Yeah.
But it looks like there may be some other things tying into the main games as well. Yeah, Destiny Halo, it's my Toys R Us is pretty crappy.
That's right. It probably won't be too much longer. They probably won't be around anyway.
I guess we'll see what happens after the new year, right?
Yeah. Hopefully they have a good Christmas, or I don't think Toys R Us is going to last much longer.
Which is kind of, not sad's not the right word. Definitely unfortunate, because it's one of those stores that is kind of in a very unique position as far as being able to sell to kids and toddlers, and it really focuses on that kind of play space, I guess.
Well, that makes sense. Far as what's out there, they're pretty much about the only toy store out there, dedicated toy store. You know, there's been several of them over the years, but you know, they've all went by the wayside. Toys R Us pretty much ran everybody else out of business when it comes to, you know, toy stores, at least chain toy stores. But it's kind of the times, you know, my part of the country, they just finished tearing down the largest mall that's been built in the state of Kansas. It is now a field because of lack of business. Matter of fact, that mall is where I picked up Halo Reach.
Oh, jeez. That's a change.
There is one store left of that entire building. They left one store and turned it into a standalone building.
Does the store still get traffic?
Apparently, they're still in business.
Okay. That is very interesting.
I mean, I know why it's still standing is because they had a lease, and it was going to be too expensive to break the lease for the property owners in relation to just leaving it and making it a standalone building.
All right.
But I wish them luck.
That's hard to just have a mall just be completely demolished.
Well, pretty much everybody around here thinks it was absolutely stupid, but that's a government thing that we don't want to get in.
Gotcha. Next thing on the list of Black Friday stuff is Mattel. There's 40% or up to 40% on some of the Boomco blasters and some of the figures as well. The green Magnum, red AR, or sorry, the blue AR, 12-inch lock figure, and the 12-inch Spartan Blue Athlon figure. Looks like the Blue Athlon figure is currently 40% off on Amazon. The Spartan Lock figure is 33% off on Amazon. And I guess these aren't up yet, or they're going to be a Black Friday thing, but the two Boomco blasters, the green M6 Magnum and the blue AR blaster, aren't on discount yet. So I guess those are coming. But those will be up to 40% off.
You can buy it used for $40.
Which one?
The blue AR. I like how they put the blue AR in the list, but they show the red one.
Well, in the books, they show Legacy of Onyx, and they don't list Legacy of Onyx in what they're discounting either.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
It's a little misleading.
Just a little.
That's marketing, I guess. So a couple of things from Mattel. Next thing is Loot Crate is offering 30% off subscriptions with a free mystery bundle with a 3 or 12 or any month plans between 3 and 12 using the coupon code CYBERSAVINGS. So for us, if you go to podtacular.com/lootcrate and then use CYBERSAVINGS at checkout, you'll get 30% off your crate. And it still credits us as referring you for the crate. So that 30% is good across any duration. So if you get just one crate of the Halo Legendary crate, then you get that one crate 30% off. If you go with the 6 month, then you get the three crates all 30% off. And if you go with the 12 month, then that's the six crates all 30% off. So if it's something that you're interested in, locking in a rate of 30%, off every single crate, then that might be something that would be good. And every time around this year, they usually offer some kind of bigger coupon. So if you start now, you'll probably see a similar coupon come up every year when you go to renew. So just something to keep in mind. Next up is Pixel Pals. They have their Master Chief Pixel Pals available at GameStop. Currently, it's listed as $14.99. It's going to be on sale for $9.99.
Yeah, they tore down my GameStop.
Oh, jeez.
It was in the mall.
I still got to send you yours, and I still have a couple of podcast giveaways to actually send out, too. So yours is in the pile of boxes that need to be sent out.
Oh, that's nice. No, there is a GameStop in town, but the one that I was dealing with was in the mall.
Well, I guess there's another one now they're going to be getting some stuff through.
Yeah, maybe.
For the few times that you go to GameStop?
Let's see. Since Halo Reach, the only thing I've bought is the thumbsticks for my Elite controller.
I can't remember the last time I went to GameStop or actually bought something.
Well, the last time I went to GameStop was when I picked up my Halo Reach.
Let's see, the last time I actually bought something at GameStop, it was Amiibos.
Amiibos. Why does that not surprise me?
They're actually all in the box in storage right now. Yes, Amiibos. I used to have a friend that worked there, but then he moved. I would usually go in once a month, but now I don't even go anymore. On the Halo Waypoint store, all tees are 25% off, and any order of $50 or more have free shipping starting on Cyber Monday. And you can access the Halo Waypoint store over at halowaypointstore.com. They're not on sale right now, not on sale for Black Friday, but they will be on sale starting on Cyber Monday for 25% off.
Cyber Monday!
Cyber Monday!
Yeah, I might have to take advantage of that one and expand my t-shirt collection.
Yes. Speaking of expanding a t-shirt collection, our giveaway item tonight is going to be a Podtacular t-shirt.
All right.
So
you wait a minute. I don't qualify.
I still need to get you a new one. You have probably seen a few pictures of us wearing them before. And for those that have been watching us on live streams a few times, you would have seen GT often wearing his Podtacular t-shirt, and I occasionally wear the Podtacular t-shirt on the streams. So that is the chance to win one of these shirts. And we have a variety of sizes currently like at our disposal. So I have a drawer full of shirts ranging from small to extra large. I can order different sizes if needed, depending on who wins. But we're going to be giving away the t-shirt. We'll go ahead and do it now. And let's see how many people got in here tonight. We got Irkaboo, Destiny Halo, and Laird. I guess, did Pins drop off? He was probably in here a little bit ago. The chat's...
He's at the hockey game, so he probably just forgot about us. And his phone timed out.
Oh. Come back to us, Pins! I think he already has a shirt.
I don't know if he's got one or not.
So I'm going to go ahead and pull up random.org again. Our favorite generator. I really need to get a bot. I need to configure a bot. So we got Irkaboo, Destiny Halo, and Laird. I think Laird has a t-shirt, so I don't know if he wants to be entered in for this one or not. Because he won. Laird, if you have a shirt and you don't want another shirt, let me know, and then I'll re-roll. But you have been chosen. He has a shirt. So let me do it with the other two. Irkaboo and Destiny Halo. Might as well just give you both a shirt, because you both are in here pretty often. So I'm just going to go ahead and give you both a shirt. So congratulations, you showed up, you get a shirt.
Everybody's a winner.
I will be sending those out. Just send me your addresses. Irkaboo, I think I have your address from a previous thing, so I don't think I need your address again. I just need your size. Both of you can DM me your size, then go ahead. Destiny Halo, I need your address, I think. No, sorry. I have your address from the last thing that I sent you, the books. I just need your size. Irkaboo and Ian, just DM me your shirt sizes and I will get those mailed out to you. There's nothing else really going on in the Haloverse this week as far as community updates or news other than the Black Friday deals. So we're going to take a little time to not make this podcast so short, because right now we're actually recording under 30 minutes, which I don't think we've had an under 30 minute show in a long, long time. Ian, I have your address. I don't have your shirt size. I need your shirt size. So both of you, I need your shirt sizes. That makes sense.
Irkaboo said small or medium.
All right. So they are Hanes t-shirts, I believe, if that helps you figure out which size you need. No, not a Heinz t-shirt. Not that Heinz.
No, they're not ketchup.
And not Eric Heinz, the professional Halo player, either. Just need your... Oh, jeez. No, there's some fun stuff in the, there's some fun stuff in this chat going on right now. All right, so yep. Got Ian, I got yours. Irkaboo, just let me know. And just give me a rough guess, I guess. So since Thanksgiving is tomorrow from when we're recording, I figured it'd be good just to kind of talk a little bit about what we're thankful for in Halo. Because I know there's been a lot of stuff going on in the Halo universe. Not necessarily most recently, but definitely around game launches, there tends to be a lot of complaining and dissatisfaction with certain things about games or whatnot, but I figured it'd be just a good time to kind of look back on Halo and see what we really appreciate about it. I mean, first of all, if Halo didn't exist, we wouldn't have a podcast, so we're thankful for having Halo and thankful that we have a medium on which we can talk about it. I think for me, one of the coolest things that the Halo community has really done for me has been able to meet a whole bunch of really awesome people, from game devs to community people to avid fans of the game and even fans of the podcast itself. It's been really cool just to network with people, meet people, and share a common bond with so many other gamers and so many other people like me. I remember in college, my parents thought gaming was a dumb thing to do and get involved with, and now it's led to me getting invited to conventions and somewhat being recognized on an international scale, which is still kind of mind-boggling. And being able to attend events, do interviews with Xbox employees like E from Xbox and all the Halo people like Bravo and Frankie, Bonnie, just being able to talk to them on a person-to-person basis, like know each other on a name-to-name basis is really cool. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. Well, I might trade it for fiance if I had to choose between her and Halo, but other than that, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
I'd trade it for a beer. Oh.
So what about you, GT?
Well, I'm thankful for this. The opportunity to be on this podcast. The Halo community, Halo the game, has made that possible. I'm thankful that Halo still exists and that it's still being produced along with the all the external fiction and everything. Yeah, I'm thankful for all the people at 343 and all the hard work they put into Halo, despite what everybody else says. I'm just happy to be here. This is an opportunity I never thought I would get. It really wasn't even an opportunity I was looking for. I haven't got to Dust Storm level yet, but.
Well, once you get out to Washington, hopefully next year, then you'll hopefully start getting a little bit more recognition out there.
I'm not in it for the recognition. I'm in it because I love I love the game and I love the people that produce the game because they produce the game that I enjoy very much. It would be not, it's going to be nice one of these days to eventually meet them and bump elbows and thank them in person. Don't want the PAX plague.
Just get plenty of sleep and eat, buy good food that you know is good and you'll be fine.
What, you mean Doritos and Mountain Dew isn't good food?
At least it's Doritos and Mountain Dew compared to some other food that you'd get from the convention floor, possibly.
Are you sure about that now?
As long as you're buying it from Target or something.
But, that's pretty much covers it. I mean, I'm doing things that I never thought I'd be able to be a part of. I've never been a person to, sit down in front of a mic and talk to total strangers about something I'm this passionate about. Every day I talk to people, that's my job, but it's a different situation. They're coming to me looking for help with, their car's broke. They want help fixing it. So, it's a little different situation. Yeah. I'm just really thankful to be here and to be able to do the podcast and be part of the Halo community.
And I'm glad you're here too. And it's been a great friendship to develop. And I know the time that we had at RTX 2 years ago was really cool, being able to meet everyone in person, you, Haas, and Biowolf, and then you getting to meet Fumo, being the founder of Podtacular, also Cap McCronk and Spellcheck. And I'm hoping that we can have an even bigger kind of family reunion at 20 years if we get to that point. Everything that you have done with the game nights and the Achieving Halo and putting up with me has just been such a blessing to me. And I hope everyone else that has been able to hear you on the podcast over the last, what's it been, a year and a half, 2 years at this point?
I have no idea. I lost count. Believe it or not, for a while, I was actually counting podcasts that I was on. But it's been a blessing, Dust, and I thank you for the opportunity.
I am glad that you're along for the ride, and I'm so happy that you have stuck with it. It's had its ups and downs for sure, and I know we're still trying to kind of rebuild from the ground up on Mixer because we're in that 3 to 4 viewer range, whereas on Twitch we were hitting 20s at times. So we're still trying to kind of build that up. So for everyone that's listening the show, if you can make it out, I'd definitely be appreciated. But I have to give thanks to everyone that listens to the show, I know the numbers don't always show it, but whenever I go to conventions, there's always someone new that comes up to me and says, hey, I know Podtacular, and I listen to it every so often, yada, yada, yada. And it's really humbling because the numbers don't show it, but when you have people come up to you and say that they listen to it and they appreciate it, that just changes your perspective. And we're not in it for having thousands of views or whatever. Like GT said, we're in it just because we're passionate about it and we love the Halo franchise. And that's really what it boils down to.
I mean, you know, I've told a story, you know, went to the grocery shop and somebody recognized my Blame Beowulf shirt.
Which is pretty, because that's a rare shirt. That's only eight of those shirts exist.
Well, you know, they didn't really recognize the shirt. They recognized what was on the shirt.
Oh, okay.
They associated that with Podtacular, you know, and that was pretty impressive. I'd wear my Podtacular shirt out more often, but it kind of shrank in the wash. So
I know we need to get you another shirt.
It's kind of shows off a little bit more than most people want to see.
not a problem. Do you need another Beowulf shirt as well, or is it just the main one that you need?
No, the Beowulf shirts are fine. They didn't shrink at all. That would surprise me. They're perfect. But yeah, that light Podtacular shirt, it after a couple of washes, it got kind of short.
We can get you another one for sure. I think another really cool thing about the Halo community, and I know it's had its ups and downs. It's especially in the kind of in the Halo 4 time frame of Halo, there were a lot of things that kind of fell off with Halo 4's launch. New studio, new Halo, lots of changes. It was definitely a hard time to get through. And for some people, they stuck through it, and for others, they got totally turned off from it. And there's people that will continue to complain about Halo and that it's not Bungie anymore and all that kind of stuff. At the end of the day, you need to focus on what you love. If Halo doesn't do it for you anymore, it's sad to see you go, but go find something that you do enjoy instead of trying to bring other people down.
You know, I actually came across this the other day, and it struck me as absolutely hilarious. One of the people in the YouTube community that has been probably the most vocal about criticizing 343 and their games. Don't get me wrong. A lot of his criticism is legit. Was discussing the difficulty of Halo 2 Legendary.
Okay.
And how utterly unfair it is to have that particular difficulty.
Oh yeah, and Halo 2 Legendary is notorious for being the most difficult Halo.
I should rephrase that. For having the game be that difficult and calling it Legendary when it should have been Mythic.
Hey, that just means you're that much more of an avid Halo fan if you've gotten through Legendary on your own.
Yeah, it only took me, what, 9-8 years to beat the first mission of Halo 2 on Legendary?
If you know how to play your cards right whenever you're engaging certain groups, then you can get through it. It does take a little while. And, I mean, it's Bungie's game. It's not like they're making the game to cater to your playing ability. It's like, no. You're playing the game as the game.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was odd to see him criticizing Bungie because, you know, in the Halo universe, Bungie is God. And the more time that spans between Bungie leaving the franchise and 343 taking over, it seems like I'm seeing more and more criticism of Bungie and what they did with their Halo games. It's just odd to see what time does to the franchise.
Time changes things. I mean, people can say what they want, but opinions and other things change.
Yeah, right now, not my overall favorite, but the one I enjoy playing the most is Halo 5. The one I enjoy playing the least is Halo 3 multiplayer.
Yeah, I would agree.
All the campaigns I enjoy, some more than others. You know, they all have their little quirks, which in the latest episode of Achieving Halo, you see a neat little one. You'll have to watch it to figure it out. I'm not going to tell you. Maybe next podcast. Not this one. But
go watch it.
It's amazing to see the community's opinion shift.
Certainly.
You know, I don't fault them for changing their mind on what they think is right and what they think is wrong, because, you know, their views have changed, which is fine. But, you know, I'm just glad that the game continues, because it is a fun game. No matter, you know, I have yet to play any of the games that I did not have fun with at the time. Now, it's fun in different aspects. You know, like in Halo 3, I love playing the campaign. I love playing custom games, especially with the newly introduced Forge feature. In Reach, I really enjoyed the matchmaking, even though it had really bland maps.
Everything is gray.
But, you know, honestly, while I'm playing those maps, it never really bothered me that much, because I was focused on playing the game, not looking at the aesthetics. With Halo 5, I actually find that some of the maps, they have too much stuff in them. You know, I kind of wish I had a little bit more plain aesthetic, because, you know, the other Spartans tend to blend into the background. Like I said, you know, every single one of the games, there is something that I've enjoyed in all of them. And they all have their own quirks and things that you could complain about, but, you know, at this point, there's no point in complaining about them, because just the game's age. You know, I try, you know, whenever I get the opportunity, I try to leave constructive feedback 4343 with Halo 5. You know, like with the latest weapon tuning update, there are some things that it just doesn't work as well as they think it does.
Some not so favorite pieces.
Yeah, I mean, it may work great for competitive, but in day-to-day play, it's not that great. And, you know, I'm not opposed to have an HCS playlist with the different weapon tuning. I mean, for most of Halo 3's life, what you played at a competitive level was different than what you played online. You know, different movement speed, different jump height, different weapon damage. You know, it's not unusual to have different settings for the pro level play.
Well, I don't think it's ever been weapon differences.
In Halo 3, they increased the damage to compensate for the randomness of the Halo 3 BR's aim.
Yeah, but that was done through game mode options, not the individual weapons themselves.
True, but it still affected the weapon. It is a little different, don't get me wrong. I understand. It is different. But the end result's the same. You change the way the weapon works. You know, you change just the effectiveness of the weapon.
Or, I mean, in that case, it's all weapons that they use.
In all weapons. But in Halo 3, you were limited to what you can do. You know, they didn't have the robust tuning system that they do in Halo 5. It's just, I'm glad to be here.
As am I. And we're glad that everyone else that is listening to the show is here as well for supporting us, whether it is just from downloads or whether you share us on social media or meet us in person at conventions. And whatever it is that you do to interact with us, we really appreciate it. We'll be here for however long we feel like doing this and however long our fandom for Halo lasts, I guess. I know for me, I'm thankful that I have a fiance that supports me and all the stuff that I do with the podcast and with Halo. And it's something that I plan on continuing to do for quite some time.
Yeah, and I got this beanpole of a friend I can blame for all of this, too. Except for he's a little fluffier now.
So that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We have a couple of Spartan Company updates. We have no new commendations completed, but we are very close on two of our level fours. We have another 477 vehicle kills, or killing an enemy Spartan with a ground vehicle. So that's one. That one's really close. And the other really close one is killing the driver of a moving vehicle with a sniper rifle. We have another 41 of those to get to level 5. And then the closest level 5 one that we have to being complete is killing Spartans with ground pounds. And we have another 649 to go. So keep it up during our Fragging Fridays, or just play lots of Halo. I've been bad, and I've actually been going back to MCC to try to get achievements, so I haven't been contributing too much to the commendations, but achievements.
But what you need to do is get into, what's the playlist?
Action Sack?
Yeah, Action Sack. And play Pound Town.
That did pop up once, but it didn't get chosen.
Yeah. Wait a minute. It automatically gets chosen.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking MCC. There's a... Yeah,
Halo 5.
Okay. Pound Town.
Yeah, it's... Or Ground Pound Arena or something like that. I forget what the name of the map is.
Oh, that's the circular one, isn't it?
Yeah. Everybody go in there and get Ground Pounds.
Ground Pound. And Killing Marines, that's just Warzone. Just gotta grind through Warzone for that one.
I really wish I'd have got a clip of that triple kill I got that one Friday night. With Duquesne and you, and let's see, who else? I think DJ Blue was in there too.
Was that? I'm trying to remember. I don't remember that one specifically.
We were playing customs while doing the podcast.
Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. Okay. I remember now. I was one of them, wasn't I?
Yeah. I managed to pull off a triple kill on that, and I really wish I'd have got a recording of that.
Oh man, I forgot about that one. You killed me quite a few times in that match.
I was having a good match that night.
I could never kill you. You always killed me on that match. I think I may have killed you twice, and you killed me probably like 6 or 7 times.
Yeah, I was on a pretty good run that match. I actually almost won that match, if I believe right. I think I missed it by 2.
I think you had it up until close to the very end.
Yeah. And then I choked.
Didn't Duquesne win?
I honestly don't remember for sure. I know it wasn't me.
I think he snuck out the win, like barely at the end. I think he got some last second kills to put him over. So much fun. We should do that again at some point.
Yeah, I didn't know you could get a triple kill with a ground pound and not set it up.
That's the tricky part. Make sure you check us out on our social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Check out our latest episode of Achieving Halo on YouTube, Mixer, Twitch, and other places. Spartan Company, Xbox Club. If we have it, just search for Podtacular on the platform and you will find us. Make sure you also check out our podcast network. We're part of a network of gaming-specific shows, including Guardian Radio, Critcast, Podcast 76, The Learning Cliff, Work in Progress, and How to Murder Time. You can find out more about each one of those shows over at thepodcast.com. We'll be back next week with some more discussions, whether it's going to be news or something else as yet to be decided, but we will be continuing our giveaway streak. We have another, I guess, 5 shows before the end of the year. That sounds about right. So 5 more chances to give away stuff and to win some stuff. So make sure you are tuning in to our podcast live streams, which are usually Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern time. There's going to be some back and forth between now and the end of December because of other life events going on. So it's either going to be Tuesday or Wednesday, maybe a Thursday in there somewhere, but usually Tuesdays. sometimes Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. GT also hosts his Fraggin' Fridays at 8:30 p.m. on Friday. It is Lobby's Choice, whether it is matchmaking, customs, or if the lobby is up for doing an episode of Achieving Halo over the next couple of Fridays, then that is also an option on the table. Just let GT know that you are interested in helping out on the Friday, and if the rest of the lobby is up for it, then I'm sure he will be more than happy to get an episode under his belt.
Always up to get some recording done.
Awesome. As far as the video episodes of the podcast, we are up to 64 episodes exported now. I'll get them uploaded to YouTube at some point, but the export continues to move forward. Starting to look like we might not hit all the way to 158 by the end of the year, but we'll be pretty close. Just going to keep the exports and the renders going, but it's slow and it's a grind, but it's slowly getting there. Everyone have a wonderful Thanksgiving for those in the States. For the rest of the folks out there, hope you have a great week, and we will see you next time. Keep on fragging those turkeys. Those delicious turkeys.